from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Hey, fantasy football owners, I'm Matt Harmon.
And what's cracking? I'm James Coe. Join us on Reception Perception as we dive deep into wide receivers, the position that will make or break your fantasy team.
Follow and listen to Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
And if you thought your life was calm and cool and collected, it is now not. It is hectic season, and it begins now, not just for the Chiefs and the Ravens and the NFL. It begins for all the guys that do the hard work, including Nate Taylor, who is now, well, speaking of hard work, Nate, I've been that way since 6 o'clock this morning. How are you doing today, sir, Mr. Nate Taylor, The Athletic?
I'm doing well. I've survived the offseason. I'm ready to go. I'm ready to go, fellas.
Are you out there in line right now, Nate, waiting to get in and getting your tailgate on, or is it a little bit too early for you?
It's a little too early. You know, I'm just happy that my son is in school.
Yep.
You know, did a nice little drop off this morning, but no, I'm doing great. It's very exciting to understand that, yeah, as you guys are talking about, just the buzz, the excitement, the fact that, you know, the Chiefs are going to try to do something that's, you know, never been done. It's very unprecedented for a team to, you know, I think be this talented, this, you know, have this much continuity as a back-to-back champion. And, oh, by the way, like, for the most part, everybody is still in their collective primes. So, yeah, man, who knows how the season's going to go? But it's amazing that we get to watch this team and the Baltimore Ravens again, another very good opponent, open up the NFL season.
Yeah, I saw a stat the other day. The Chiefs are like the fifth youngest roster in the NFL, which just blew my mind. Also, we are talking to Nate Taylor, presented by Mark Ferguson. We all make mistakes. Let Mark and his legal team make the best of them. Nate Taylor, I bring this up because I'm interested to know what you are interested to see the most. Like, does the defense not miss a beat, or does the offense take that next level with the additions they've made in the offseason?
Yeah, I think I'm, at least for tonight, more interested in seeing the offense. You know, there's been so much, I think, positive, you know, news that has happened with the offense, especially since training camp, right? When you actually know how the team looks, you've seen them consistently over, you know, a month long in pads. But, you know, much of this season really does come down to, hey, can this pair of rookies in Xavier Worthy and Kingsley Suamataia elevate not just the floor of what the offense can do, but just can this be a top, you know, five, top 10 offense? Because as you're mentioning, Dusty, not only are they young, but they actually, you know, really tried, and so far it seems, again, we'll get the first real look tonight, but it seems like they really did try to fulfill their biggest needs on offense, which is having a legitimate deep threat receiver, someone who's young, who can obviously give you some more explosiveness, and a left tackle who's, you know, more athletic, who's got, you know, a pretty good pedigree himself in Suamataia, and then also can continue to grow and develop throughout the rest of the prime years of Patrick Mahomes. So it's nice that everybody is healthy except for Hollywood Brown. Of course, we knew he wasn't going to play after the preseason opener. But, man, if these two rookies can play well or be – really good contributors, I have, you know, a lot of faith that, hey, Travis Kelce is going to be great again because he's healthy and he's Travis Kelce. Like, Isaiah Pacheco should be a 1,000-yard rusher. Rashee Rice, as I wrote in The Athletic, is prime to have a excellent second season just because you can definitely see how he's developed from year one to year two. So with all those things combined and surrounding Patrick Mahomes, this offense can get back to being explosive. And let's say if they score 30 points tonight, then it sort of changes the expectations of the offense. but just how, you know, talented this team can be in terms of sort of reminding everybody in the league that last year was kind of a fluke on offense. Because they've definitely made the necessary upgrades.
Yeah, I feel like Nate Taylor, the first play tonight, 75-yard Xavier Worthy, we're back. Message sent to the rest of the NFL, and the rest of the league goes, oh, God.
Yeah. Wouldn't that be amazing, Bob? I mean, I just can't imagine what kind of route they're going to ask Xavier Worthy to run, right? Whether it's a double move or, you know, a straight go route, off play action. You know, I think the Ravens are in, like, the worst predicament. It's like, hey, that guy in Travis Kelce kind of terrorized us last year. And Rashee Rice, as I mentioned earlier, is, like, really good. Do you blitz? Do you try to play back? I would recommend that the Ravens not try to play a lot of man-to-man coverage, at least to start the game. Because, to your point, Bob, we all know that this is what Patrick Mahomes, Andy Reid, Matt Nagy want. They want to show everyone that, man, if we can hit Xavier Worthy one time down the field, who knows, maybe even for a touchdown, then it does put the rest of the league on notice, because how in the world do you defend them if all these players are going to stay healthy over the course of the season and you're going to add Hollywood Brown into the mix, whether that's in week two or in week three? It's not been a long – honestly, I think for the offense, there hasn't been this much unknown excitement or the possibilities of how it could all come together, I should say, since 2018 when Mahomes, you know, was the first time, you know, legit starter for the offense. And he had Sammy Watkins, Tyreek Hill, Travis Kelce, of course, and Kareem Hunt at the time. So it's possible that the Chiefs now have five legitimate, reliable offensive weapons. And with Mahomes having the maturity and all the years of experience behind him, that is a recipe for no defense to really have quite the correct answer that they had last year, where everything felt like a slog, like a struggle for the offense to move the ball down the field.
Yeah, I look at this game to look on the other side of the field, Nate, as we're talking to Nate Taylor, The Athletic, here on Fesco and Dusty on 96.5 The Fan. Got to be fair. Got to look at the other side of the field. I'm interested to see tonight, Nate, how they use the split backs between, like, what's the role of Derrick Henry with Justice Hill back there as well? And then also if Justin Tucker learned his lesson, if he's going to, you know, piddle paddle around Travis Kelce and Patrick Mahomes again.
Hey, Justin.
Please.
I don't want to hear from you. I don't want to see you. Don't do anything. Like, what, guys, it was hilarious and also crazy last year that Justin Tucker is one of the most respected players in the league, right? Like, he's going to go in the Hall of Fame. He's already been a Super Bowl champion. And why are you angry? Why are you making Travis Kelce and Patrick Mahomes angry? Why are you getting in the way of their pregame routine? And then, of course, the Chiefs go right down the field and score a touchdown to start the AFC Championship game. So I don't want to hear anything from Justin Tucker. I hope he learned his lesson. But for the defense, yeah, you know they're going to want to run the ball. I think Baltimore is going to try to make a pretty big statement, right? If we think the Chiefs want to throw the ball deep, we must assume that the Baltimore Ravens are like, you know what? We didn't have the best game plan. We didn't really adjust the best way in January during the AFC Championship game. So, hey, look at Derrick Henry. What if we just hand him the ball 20 times a game? How many RPOs where the defense has to decide who's taking the ball? Is it Lamar Jackson, who's obviously elite in terms of athleticism and elusiveness? Or is it going to be this battering ram that's fully healthy in Derrick Henry? One of the more fascinating parts of the season is, can Derrick Henry, you know, stand up? Can he withstand, you know, an entire season where the Ravens are going to use him probably more than the Tennessee Titans did last year, right? And it's not like Derrick Henry is, you know, 25 anymore. So at least for tonight, this is the best example of what the Ravens can do on offense. And it really does come down to what Nick Bolton told me, guys, in the locker room. It's about tackling. It's about not getting pushed around from the line of scrimmage. And can you eliminate explosive plays, right? Whether that's Lamar throwing the ball over the top, or obviously, you know, scrambling and extending the play, or, you know, don't let Derrick Henry get into a rhythm early. So it would behoove the offense to get a lead and see if the Ravens are really about what they're trying to be this season, which is, hey, if we get down 10 points, we're not just going to immediately abandon the run. We still have Derrick Henry. But at the same time, you got to tackle that man. And it'll be a pretty interesting test for guys like, you know, Drew Tranquil, Leo Chenal, obviously Nick Bolton as well. But even someone like Jaden Hicks, right, the rookie sensation from the preseason, like I think he's going to play a decent amount of snaps alongside Brian Cook and Justin Reed. So if you can contain this running game, then you'll have a much better chance of winning. But I do think Baltimore is going to enter Arrowhead Stadium saying Derrick Henry must touch the ball 15 to 20 times because they didn't have a running back as talented as he is during last year's AFC Championship game.
Nate Taylor, The Athletic, here on 96.5 The Fan. I don't know why I keep doing that. Here's the question I want to know from your standpoint. A year ago, we didn't have Chris Jones. This year, we do have Chris Jones on opening night. How big a season, how big a moment is this going to be for Chris Jones?
That's a great point, Bob. I think for this game, Chris Jones kind of wants to remove the absolute nonsense that was the ongoing saga of his holdout, right? The fact that he was in Arrowhead last year watching his teammates, which again, as I say that out loud, I'm just like, I'm befuddled. I can't believe that really happened. You know, he was sitting between his two agents. Ultimately, things got handled, but it was an embarrassing moment because that was our first glimpse that, hey, the Chiefs defense, even without Chris Jones, pretty good against, you know, a team that ultimately went to the NFC Championship game last year in the Detroit Lions. So if he can make his presence be felt, if he can obviously pressure Lamar Jackson, I think he's going to be rushing from the interior. I think he's going to have a couple snaps from the edge just to test those tackles and just see how Lamar handles the protections in terms of, hey, how do I slide the offensive lineman to wherever Chris Jones is? He's their best defensive player, and they didn't have him last year, and they only gave up 14 points. I know they lost 21 to 20, but we all must remember that Kadarius Toney literally handed the Lions a touchdown.
Right.
So, you know, there's a chance that, man, because he's went through a training camp, because he is healthy, the contract situation is no longer an issue. He can have a pretty great night. I want to remind people that, you know, not having training camp, basically, like, you know, joining the team in week two, had an amazing game against the Jacksonville Jaguars. So it's definitely clear that in big games against big opponents, Chris Jones obviously sort of meets the moment. He's proven that over the course of the year. And I think if he has a great game tonight, it significantly puts last year in the rearview mirror. It also helps that they won a Super Bowl and he obviously, you know, signed a 5-year contract to remain with the team. But that is one of the biggest blemishes in his career, is that he allowed his contract negotiation to go that long to where he kind of, you know, strained the relationship between him and the organization. Mm-hmm. So if you come back a year later and you also have Travis Kelce healthy, you just kind of want to remind everybody that you're the dominant force. And, hey, I just signed this great big contract. I'm the highest paid player in my position. And here's why. Because Lamar Jackson and the Baltimore Ravens could not get into rhythm because I exist and I terrorize, you know, offensive linemen.
Yeah, Nate, sticking with the defense we saw last year in the AFC Championship matchup, just a little bit of hesitancy with Lamar Jackson running the football. We've heard rumors about how that may change, how he may be running less schematic runs, but more just kind of out of passing, out of structure running. Do you think that the Chiefs defense, with the loss of Willie Gay, he was kind of a big mobile linebacker for them stopping those mobile running quarterbacks. Do you think that's going to be a problem here tonight?
It definitely could be. Kind of to your point, like, if people forget, there was one play last year in the championship game where Steve Spagnuolo calls this great blitz, right? And Leo Chenal is dead to rights on Lamar Jackson. And then Lamar just kind of, you know, ducks under him, you know, scrambles around. And oh, Zay Flowers is wide open for a touchdown pass. So they don't have someone like Willie Gay, who didn't even play in the championship game last year. And, you know, I don't think he's going to ask the same things out of Leo Chenal. Like, hey, I don't think we want him in space with Lamar Jackson. So I don't know if this is going to happen, fellas, but I do get the sense, hey, you would like Justin Reed to be in the box, right, because of the Derrick Henry element. It's great that Brian Cook is back. He's healthy. You know, he's going to play in this game as your deep safety. He was not available during the back half of last season due to that ankle injury. So now, C-ball, get-ball might be Jaden Hicks, maybe. It makes the assignment pretty simple for a rookie. Hey, man, don't let that guy run by you. Or just make sure that he knows that you're there if he does decide to scramble, if he does decide to, you know, try to make a splash play by looking downfield, seeing if it's man coverage, and then getting out and going. So, again, I don't know if Steve Spagnuolo is going to do that, but I do think the Chiefs want to use Jaden Hicks. And as we saw in the preseason, again, it's the preseason.
Sure.
Jaden Hicks is a really good tackler. He's very physical, and he does have decent amount of speed for a player that's young. I don't know if the Chiefs have any other player. I mean, I wouldn't ask this of Nick Bolton. I wouldn't necessarily ask it of Drew Tranquil. So if you're looking for someone young and athletic who could maybe, you know, be in the area if Lamar Jackson scrambles, if you want to use him as a spy, maybe it simplifies the game for Jaden Hicks to just say, hey, man, just don't let eight, you know, absolutely gash us with his legs. I wonder if that's a certain element that was not in the game plan last year because they did not have a player specifically like Jaden Hicks.
Nate, we appreciate it. It's going to be a fun one tonight. Everybody gets to get the game in under our belt and relax for the weekend, and then we gear up for Cincinnati. We'll talk to you next week.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Thank you so much. And, yeah, I can't wait to not move from my couch on Sunday. It's going to be absolutely amazing.
Oh, by the way, your wife just texted, and she said you guys are going to the pumpkin patch on Saturday or Sunday,
no,
so be ready for that.
No.
Yeah, got to take family pictures.
That's right.
It's fall. Get your plaid on.
Take care, Nate. Enjoy the week. Enjoy.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Hey, fantasy football owners, I'm Matt Harmon.
And what's cracking up, James Coe? Join us on Reception Perception as we dive deep into wide receivers, the position that will make or break your fantasy team.
Follow and listen to Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
For the weekend as well.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Hey, fantasy football owners. Anybody can tell you what a good fantasy quarterback looks like, but it's the receivers that make or break your team. I'm Matt Harmon from Reception Perception. Join me and James Coe as we take a deep dive into the position that matters most, wide receivers. From the route trees to who plays better in man or zone, we provide the insights you need to draft the best wide receivers. As you prep for your draft, let us give you the coverage you need. Follow and listen to Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.